Swedish city running low on blood due to stabbings. By Chris Tomlinson on July 28, 2019. Following a wave of serious knife crime, healthcare centers in the Swedish city of Gothenburg say they are running low on blood reserves. Earlier this week, healthcare professionals in the city called on residents through SMS texts to donate blood due to the shortages, which Sahlgrenska University Hospital's Stefan Jakobsen linked to the wave of stabbings in the city, Sveriges Radio reports. Richard Kristoffersen was one of those who answered the call to donate on Tuesday and commented, "I got a text message that you should come in if you could. I do it to help others who need blood, but I also have too much iron in my body so I also need to give regularly." Last week, Gothenburg saw two fatal stabbings, including one incident that occurred at the Nordstan shopping center on Saturday night. A 21-year-old was arrested in connection with the murder, while a 24-year-old was also arrested on suspicions of assisting him. Both stabbings occurred in the center of Gothenburg, which locals have said is becoming increasingly more dangerous due to the proliferation of drugs and rise in violence. "It has become much worse than in the 90s. It's more people, more drugs, and people care less about what they do," local taxi driver Imad El Sane said. According to Mikael Ryng, a criminologist at the police's National Operational Department, NOA, deadly knife crime has increased across Sweden to levels rivaling those of the 1990s. "Most of the violence," Ryling said, "is linked to cases that occur indoors, whether it is a dispute at a party or the result of domestic abuse between a couple." Louis Riddes, chief physician at the trauma department of the Karolinska University Hospital, also claimed that he had seen a rise in cases of non-lethal knife injuries as well. "There's a knife injury every other day on our unit. It was maybe once a week before," he said. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.